From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some success as Iraqi forces launched an offensive to take the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook spoke to reporters.
Early indications are that Iraqi forces have met their objectives so far and that they are ahead of schedule for this first day. This is going according to the Iraqi plan, but again, it's early and the enemy gets a vote here.
The operation in the Mosul area involves Kurdish fighters, federal police, Sunni tribal fighters, and Shiite militia forces, as well as airstrikes and other support from a U.S.-led coalition. U.S. officials have described the mission as a decisive moment in the campaign against the Islamic State group. The United Nations is bracing, meanwhile, for a big humanitarian challenge as 1 million civilians could try to flee the fighting in Mosul. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grande, spoke to reporters from Baghdad.
Our concern is that civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
The UN Iraq humanitarian operation is said to be underfunded. The Russian Defense Ministry says Russian and Syrian forces are preparing an 8-hour humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters Monday in Moscow, Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said the Russian and Syrian forces will halt their fighting in the area of Aleppo on October 20th. For the free passage of civilians, evacuation of the sick and wounded, and the withdrawal of fighters. This is VOA News.